In the name of the risen one who fills all in all. Amen. It's hard for me to know where to start a sermon for Ascension Day in the light of the 2 weeks that we are standing in. After the shootings in Buffalo and now in Uvalde, I can say to you that my personal prayer for this past week has had a lot of confusion in it, rage, discouragement, disillusion, a sense of helplessness. And part of the agony of this moment is that we are so divided that we don't even agree on what the problem is, much less on what the solution is. In fact, we pretty much think that it's those people that are the problem. And I'll cop to it. I have my own version of like, just get rid of them and do it my way. I've got solutions, but they're the opposite of what other people think the solution is. They think I'm the problem. And that just leads to winners and losers and more conflicts and holocausts and wars. It has always been this way. So I'm listening in for Ascension, what it has to say, what word it offers, what wisdom is there for us. And I think I hear something. Because Ascension is all about transition and power. But it's what's still below the surface, what still can't really be seen yet, but can start to be felt. Something that is filling and rising and stirring. And you almost have to read between the lines of Scripture to see this, but it's there. So the story we heard from Luke today, it's not really history being told, it's liturgy. You can hear those cadences of it. It's a formula. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven, and they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple blessing God. And they live happily ever after. It has that feeling to it. It's the formula. But you can bet that the actual experience and process of losing your leader, your compass, your guide, and then finding your voice again and stepping out into pretty hostile environment, they're hunted people, with a word, that was a process that was powerfully disorienting and reorienting. Ascension is this time of reorientation before the movement, before we even quite know what the movement will look like. It's not Pentecost yet, but something is happening. In both the Acts reading and the Luke reading, and they're two parts of the same author, two books, first Luke, then Acts, same writer wrote it. Says the same thing, reinforcing this part of the tradition. Stay in the city and wait until you have been clothed with power from on high. Stay and wait. It's hard to do when we want to just do something, but don't quite know what to do. But this is not clock time waiting. This is like waiting for the fruit to ripen, waiting for something to drop. It's a time of rooting down, of listening, of learning. Learning for the disciples, what did this way of Jesus mean to them? What would the collective action be that came out of it? Because there would be collective action, but first feeling it. They were learning what we've been saying in the Eucharistic prayer we used earlier in the season, that he whom they had loved and lost was with them in every place forever. Or like Katie Kirk, our seminarian, who brought us Godly Play, that wonderful curriculum, say, I'm seeing Donna and Alan nod their heads from Bible study, as we blew out the candles after every compline. And now the light that was in one place at one time will be in all places at all times. Kids understand that. And then there's this powerful dose of insight from Paul in our reading from Ephesians. Same thing. His letters are these earliest sources we have of what was going on in the lives and minds and hearts of this early community as they tried to make sense of all this. These early Jesus followers. He is using this language. I'm just quoting him from today's reading. The eyes of their heart became enlightened. They began to know the hope that was in them. They began to discover the riches of an inheritance and greatness of power. And Paul ends by saying what I think is one of the most concussive propositions in all of Scripture, that Jesus is still leading his followers, but now it is in a new way. It is from the inside. They are Jesus. They start also seeing this incarnation of God everywhere in the world. To quote him, the very tail end of the reading, God has made Christ the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all. That's a huge statement of faith and lived experience, that we embody the divine presence which fills all and is in all. And that expansive awareness of God here and God everywhere, that is what creates the shockwave of Pentecost. That is the necessary foundation for that. And it will always do that. This is not about one religion or one time in the world. It has been at the heart of every movement, this grounding in presence and seeing it everywhere, especially across the lines that cannot be crossed. God always crosses them first. And we do that every church, every Sunday in church, in this first part of the service, the liturgy of the word. We are always doing the same thing that Paul was doing with his community, of making these past tense stories present tense, saying, how is this true for us now? How do we let our little life stories be lived into this big story that God is drawing us all out of our delusion of separation and is bringing us into this embodied awareness of union and communion, of unity and community? I'm so glad that there is so much interest in our formation work of Sacred Ground and all our other Hunger for Learning projects. That is ascension work. That is us preparing ourselves for greater collective action by opening our hearts, by listening deeply and reorienting ourselves, learning what we don't know, becoming vulnerable to the Spirit who is leading us into new and deeper truth. This is what we do. And this is who we are, to quote Father Richard Rohr. Mature religions, and now some scientists, say that we are hardwired for this big picture, for transcendence, for ongoing growth, for union with ourselves and everything else. Either God is for everybody, and the divine DNA is somehow in all creatures, or this God is not God by any common definition, not even much of a God at all. We are driven toward ever higher levels of union and ability to include, even if some of us go kicking and screaming. Everything that rises must converge, as Teilhard de Chardin said. This Ascension Sunday, something is rising. Something is converging. A movement is being born, whether we can see it or not. And as we continue to ground ourselves in the presence of God, things will converge. We might not know the shape of it fully yet. We might not even experience it. It might be more loss and confusion. But as we wait, as we stay in the city, listen deeply, we are being reoriented to our true north. We will break through all our breakdowns. Power will flow. Pentecost is coming. So remember to wear red and get ready for action. Amen.